welcoming everyone to tonight's general CCL training, which is part of our weekly webinar programs of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is going to provide a Q&A for our upcoming online conference and lobby days. I'm guessing a lot of people on the line are curious about what to expect when you attend either CCL's virtual December conference or our lobby days. And so you'll have the chance tonight to join CCL National Events Manager, Allison Cabisco, for the first half of the call to review the online conference details and answer related questions. And then for the second half of the call, we're going to be joined by Amy Bennett, CCL's Director of Congressional Liaisons in Lobby Days, to focus on CCL Lobby Day procedures and questions. What a relevant combo of speakers. So let me introduce our two fearless leaders for the night. First up, we're going to have Allison. Allison started with CCL in 2015 and has since become the National Events Manager, continuing to support the organization through all of our DC conferences and now online conferences, along with the marketing and volunteer teams. She develops resources volunteers use across the country and larger world in the field. And with Allison is the wonderful Amy Bennett. Amy is Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days and provides training and support to our liaisons as they build relationships with congressional offices and help representatives move them up the ladder of support for effective climate legislation. And she's responsible for organizing our CCL Lobby Days in DC and now online as well, including mentoring liaisons on how to schedule and organize those meetings. So if we've done our job well, you're going to have the chance to walk away with our agenda tonight. First, understanding a deeper grasp of what to expect for our conference, and then the chance to really understand what to expect and how to get more involved if you haven't already been with our December Lobby Days. So with that, I will pass it to you, Allison, and thank you all for making it tonight. We're so honored to have you, and we look forward to being able to help out.
Thanks so much, Brett, and thank you everyone for having me. It's nice to see you, and I'm excited to talk about the conference with you tonight. So first off, I want to express how disappointed I am that we're not going to be able to be together in DC this fall. Here are some photos from last year's Fall Lobby Day. I wish we could be at the Omnishorum again in the Regency Ballroom listening to an amazing panel or taking the climate advocate training together or just going from lobby meeting to lobby meeting in the halls of Congress. I know our December conference will be just as energizing and we'll feel just as connected together. We have a lot of things planned for you to get ready for climate action in 2021. We have over 3,000 people registered already, so I can't wait to see everyone next weekend virtually. So I'm sure you already have it in your calendars, but our December virtual conference will be Saturday, December 5th, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. We also have an additional day on Sunday, December 6th, also starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be going over details about each day in a little bit. If you haven't registered for the conference already, please do. That helps us to know how many attendees to expect, and it also helps us to get the information to you that you need ahead of the conference. So if you go to cclusa.org/UnitedWeMove, that will bring you right to our conference webpage, which pretty much has all the details that I'll be going over tonight. And that's where you can also register. So here's just a general look of our schedule for Saturday, December 5th, the main day of our conference. So we do have a packed agenda as usual. We do have some breaks built in, but we do have a full day ahead of us on December 5th. So we'll get started at 1 p.m. Eastern with an introduction by Mark Reynolds, our executive director, and then he'll be moderating a keynote panel. Then we have a strategy session with our Vice President of Government Affairs, Danny Richter. So he'll be talking about CCL strategy for the next month and into 2021, and also some tips for Lobby Day. Then we have our first breakout sessions, which the theme of these is reaching for everyone. So the point of these breakouts is to show you some outreach strategies and successes, or it's a session that's meant for a certain group of people, be it new people or folks that are really into policy. Then we have our longest break of the day, which is 30 minutes long. So you can take a break if you like, step away from your computer, grab a snack, whatever you need. Or we have an option for you to attend our virtual action team fair. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that soon. Then at 3:10 p.m. Eastern, we have our state breakouts, which those will be 45 minutes long. And that's where you'll get together with just your state to connect with others in your area and start to plan strategy for 2021 with just your state. Then we have our second breakout sessions, and the theme of these are building political will. So these are skill building workshops where you can work on different levers of political will. So if you want to learn more about media or social media, or you know, have some questions about your lobby meeting, those are where you'll get some tips there in those breakouts. And finally, we'll have our closing session, which we just confirmed today that Representative Ted Deutsch will be joining us for the closing session. So that's pretty cool. And then we also have Dr. Natasha DeJarnette, who's from the National Environmental Health Association. And she's also incoming board chair for CCE. So she'll be giving some remarks as well for our closing. So it would be really awesome. So for our keynote panel, we have some really great folks joining us for that. So we're really excited. We have John Wood Jr. from Braver Angels. We have Hari Han, who's a political science professor at Johns Hopkins University, and Shiling Su, a law professor from Florida State University. So Mark Reynolds will be moderating the panel of these three folks. And since they're all coming from different backgrounds, we're really interested to hear their different perspectives on climate action in 2021. And this session will be right at the beginning of the conference. So make sure you get there at or before 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern so that you don't miss the panel. So we have a wonderful program section on our website. I'm super excited about this. This, our wonderful IT team designed and built this program section. So it will be really easy for you to take a look at all of the sessions we have planned for you. We have the titles with the times. You can see who's speaking at each session, and you can even add things to your calendar. So that's pretty cool. So when you have a chance, if you can head to the program page, you can get to it by going to ccclusa.org/program. And definitely take a chance to take a look around, because during those breakout sessions, you'll have 7 choices. So maybe you want to look and see which one you're going to head to. You don't have to register for specific breakouts. You can add them to your calendar if you want, but you don't have to register for a specific one. But you might as well take a look and decide now which one you want to go to. So the day of the conference, you kind of have a plan in mind. This program page is also where you'll find the Zoom information the day of the conference. So the morning of the conference, we'll publish the Zoom lines on this program page. So you'll see a little button next to each session that will say join, and that's how you'll access each meeting. So pretty much everything you need will be on that program page. And here's just a quick look at those breakout sessions that I mentioned. So we have 2 slots, one of them at 2:10 p.m. Eastern and another at 4:05 p.m. Eastern. So we have 7 choices, and you'll have to pick one of the 7 for each time slot. So the first one, if you want to learn more about how to do conservative outreach or youth outreach, or maybe you want to learn more about the household impact study, we have those sessions during the first breakout slot. Then the later breakout slot is where we're focusing more on those skills. So if you need help making a media plan, you want to learn more about motivational climate presentations, that's where you can tune in for those. Okay, so here we have the Action Team Fair, which is something new we haven't done yet. So we're excited to pull it off this time. We didn't have a chance to do it in June. So during that 30-minute break, starting at 2:40 p.m. Eastern, you can take that break if you need to, or if you want to check out some action teams, you'll be able to visit 2 action teams in that half hour. So from 2:40 to 2:50, you can visit 1 action team, and then you could switch over from 2:55 to 3:05 and visit a second action team. And again, on the program website, you'll see what this screenshot shows here. And you'll want to click on the green text with the little green arrow, because these are just the categories of action teams. But if you open up the menu, you'll see a list of the individual action teams. So definitely open those up to see which action teams are participating. And that too is where you'll find the Zoom information the day of the conference. So this is a great opportunity to meet the action teams, see what they do and how you can get involved. So after that break or the action team fair, we go to state breakouts, which I just want to emphasize these again, because I know our regional coordinators and state coordinators are working really hard to make this session productive and a great way for you to connect with other people in your state. So just remember to have this one on your calendar for 3:10 p.m. Eastern, because it's right after that break. So, you know, right after that break, you can go to your state breakout, or you're going right from that virtual action team fair to your state breakout. And if you go to the program website again, that's where you'll find a drop-down menu of your state. And once you select your state, you'll have the Zoom information available for you there. So that's everything for Saturday, December 5th, which is the main one day of our conference. Then we have our additional day for Sunday, December 6th. And this is when we have Sunday seminars, which go into more depth than our regular conference breakouts do. So these are a little bit longer. They're from 2 to 3 hours long, and they all start at 1 p.m. Eastern. So our first choice for Sunday seminars is a closer look at carbon pricing studies and CCL's June analysis. So this one is 3 hours long. It's the longest one. You can stay for the full 3 hours, or you can come and go as you need to, because it's broken up into three sections. So the first hour will be focusing on two academic papers, one by Noah Kaufman that talks about carbon pricing prices and getting to net zero emissions by 2050. The second paper is by Drew Schindel, and that covers health benefits of a carbon fee and dividend policy. So that's the first hour. Then there's a 15-minute break. So you could leave if you need, take a break. Then the second section will start. And for 45 minutes, that will go over the updated household impact study. Then there's another 15-minute break. And the last 45 minutes will go over CCL's June lobby day analysis. So it's the two papers, then a break, the household impact study, break, and then June analysis. So again, you could stay the whole thing or come and go as you please. Our second choice for a Sunday seminar is Bridging the Divide on Climate Solutions. And this is presented by Braver Angels. So if you've taken the Depolarizing Within workshop before, you may be familiar with Braver Angels already. This is a second workshop that we're holding with this group. So we haven't offered it before. This is brand new. And this one will focus more on actual conversations around climate solutions. And this one's just 2 hours long. Then our third seminar choice is A Lens into Race and Climate. So this session will go over tools and practices to make us a more inclusive organization. And this one is led by Natalie Orozco, who's a strategic consultant and a CCL board member, and Karina Ramirez, who's our diversity and inclusion director. And that one's 2 hours long. And this one's almost full. So we have limited capacity for these last two sessions. So if you are interested in A Lens into Race and Climate, definitely register for this one as soon as you can. Then our fourth choice is Envisioning Climate Success and Your Next Steps. So this one is hosted by Peterson Toscano, who's our Citizens Climate Radio host. And this one's a lot of fun. Peterson will take you through some interactive exercises to imagine your future. This one is full already, so you would have already had to register to get into this one. If you already registered for Saturday and you're not sure if you registered for Sunday or not, you can email conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org. And I can help you to figure out, you know, if you're not sure if you registered for Sunday yet, or you don't remember which session you picked, or you want to switch it, I can help you with whatever questions you want or have, sorry. And you can register for Sunday separately. We have them as two separate tickets. So if you register for just Saturday, you can go ahead and register for Sunday separately. That's no problem. And finally, I just want to mention that we do like to create a little bit of buzz on social media about our conference and lobby day experience. So if you are on social media and you're posting about the conference or lobby days, feel free to use the hashtag CCL2020. But more importantly, we hope that you'll tag CCL's accounts in your posts so that we can see your posts and that we can repost them. So we do have our handles here, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where you can follow us so you can see our content, and then you use those same handles to tag us so that we can see your posts and repost them, because we really do want to see what's going on in the field, and we want to repost that and celebrate, you know, what all our volunteers are doing. We want to see you know, your conference setup. Maybe you're out on the porch with your laptop. Maybe you're on the couch with your dogs, or maybe you're with your whole climate activist family, just gathered around, you know, your computer watching the conference. Here are some pictures from June. So we had some dogs and stuffed animals tuning into our conference. So we love seeing what's going on around the country and even the world. And I think that's all I have, Brett.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you, Allison, for doing all the magic behind the scenes and getting us all ready for what's going to be a really, really wonderful content-rich weekend that we're all going to learn from. So many thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And good luck with the next part about Lobby Day.
Well, thank you, Allison and Brett, for having me. And welcome, everybody. I'm the director of the Liaisons and Lobby Days. And this is a really fun part of the conference. And we are really excited that we're able to do so much virtually. So what we do is we meet with members of Congress, and our idea there is to move them up the ladder of support with the Energy Innovation Act. And we do this by being prepared. We build a trusting relationship with our members. We also work with their staffers, their key staffers. And very importantly, we meet them where they're at. We're all anxious. We know this is a really urgent problem, but one of the things we want to do is meet them where they're at. So if you're interested in being in a lobby team for this December, there's actually not a formal registration for being on a lobby team. In past years, when we went in person, we did organize the schedules and actually send out a schedule so you got it a week in advance or so. This year, it's all handled by the local group leaders and liaisons working together along with the state coordinator. So see your group leader or your liaison. If you're in a small group that does not yet have a liaison, or you're kind of in a lone area, check with your state coordinator. And Brett, could I ask you to put that state coordinator link in the chat for people if they need that? And then you can contact them and find out if the team has already been set up or if there's an opportunity for you to join. And I do encourage it. It is really cool to be part of a lobby team. It's being a real participant in democracy, and it's very exciting. I always am a little nervous, but that's a good thing, because you know that meeting with your member of Congress is important. So great. So that's how you find out if you can get involved. Most meetings have already started their organizing, and the liaison leads that off. The liaison is the main point of contact for a particular House member or Senate member, and then they collaborate with other chapter members, and if they're a Senate liaison, they collaborate with other group leaders and liaisons throughout the state. So most of them have practice sessions on Zoom. That's something we do a lot, is we practice ahead of time to make sure we're all on the same page. So many of you, if you're already on a team, you may have already gotten that invitation to join a practice session, or that practice session might be coming up shortly. Everyone that way will be on the same page with the agenda as well. And even though each member of Congress is going to have their preferred systems of meeting, a lot of these are going to be on Zoom. A few in the Senate might be on Skype or Microsoft Teams, and then some members of Congress might join by phone. They might join your Zoom call by phone. And so they may actually be able to see you, but they may just choose for a little level more of confidentiality, so they may not be seen. So remember, you're on camera if you're joining by Zoom. And that's, again, why practicing is really important. So when we're not meeting in person, we don't really have the opportunity to, quote, read the room in the same way. So that's why practice is important, also to know when it's your turn to speak. And we're following the agenda is particularly important, because, you know, you're not able to kick somebody underneath the table, right? It's just a little bit trickier, but we've had great success. Now, how did we get to the point of having these meetings set up? So we have the liaison who normally sets the appointment, and where we don't have an active liaison, and there's not that many of those areas, but we do have a few areas, we find someone who's a constituent to set the appointment. And this process actually started the very end of September, beginning of October. Some liaisons know their members don't like to get the request quite that early, so they may have just sent the request. Now, if you happen to be interested in, and you're in an area where there is not a liaison, be sure to contact your group leader or state coordinator and find out more about being a liaison. And Brett, I think there's even a link you might have about that to post in the chat. Not sure what it's like to become a liaison. What else can I tell you about that? Sometimes there are, as in my chapter in North San Diego, there's actually more than one CCL chapter that's in our representative Mike Levin's district. So we actually collaborate with them. So the liaison works on setting up the appointment, working with the other chapter, collaborating and planning the agenda with everyone who's active. So in terms of setting up the actual plan for the meeting, again, in most cases, this is probably already done, but if you're interested for next year and being a part of this, we actually have a meeting plan template. I coach volunteers throughout the year on the whole process of strategizing what's going to be your strategy with your member to move your member up gradually. What are the things you're going to want to accomplish a step at a time, and to collaborate with other people in your chapter to get the best ideas so you can bubble up, those good ideas can bubble up on what is best to do. All right, and working with your liaison, you want to determine, there are probably going to be about 6 people on the lobby team. Pre-COVID, we used to have in-district meetings and meetings then when we went to DC, but now because of COVID, we actually can include the district director and the DC aide in the team. We can bring in local business leaders. Grass tops is what we call that, people who are leaders in the community to show support. And it's actually created some opportunities that are pretty amazing. By being able to do this virtually. I actually foresee this in the future that we will continue to have some meetings virtually just because of how it allows us to bring more people into the meeting. And again, because we've moved to this virtual setting, there is no schedule that gets sent out. And again, we rehearse ahead of time. And we trust that if you're going to be in your meeting, your team knows your member best, so there's no like one meeting plan or one agenda that works for everybody, because every district and every state has its nuances. It has different demographics. It has a different makeup of constituents. And that's something that if you'd like to become a liaison, we talk about all year long on how to best understand your district and what's going to help your member move forward on climate. So for this year, our top priorities for what we call our main ask, our main request of the member of Congress, is still to support HR 763 or to support a similar bill being presented in the Senate. So right now we have a House bill. We'd like to see something very similar presented in the Senate. There was a bill in the Senate several years ago that was sponsored by Senator Coons and Senator Flake. So Senator Coons is our go-to person. But we have had really great success in what is referred to as the lame duck. The lame duck being that session after an election, but before the next Congress takes over. So we're kind of hoping to get 100 co-sponsors total in the House by the end of the year and create some buzz for the Senate to start moving ahead on climate with the new Congress. And so that's where we're focused. We're teeing things up for 2021. We think 2021 has a huge potential for having climate action. And so that's why our primary ask is in the House for promoting HR 763, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And we do have secondary asks, but we're not as focused on those. A few chapters out there will be suggesting a secondary ask, such as the Growing Climate Solutions Act, which is available to be co-sponsored both in the House and the Senate, and the BEST and the USIC Act, which actually are closed for co-sponsors, but there's a few chapters who will just be asking their members to show support for that act. We have some resources that are useful that your team might be reviewing with you for this year, such as the new household impact study, which shows the effect on various income quintiles in your district or your state on what happens to a person's income, the dividend versus the amount more they spend on energy, energy purchases. That's the household impact study. And then we also have an analysis of what happened in June based on our meeting minute notes from over 430 meetings last June, which basically tell us a lot about what Congress is asking about, what they're interested in, what they're concerned about, what they're showing interest based on those meeting minute notes. So someone in your meeting is going to be assigned to take meeting minutes notes. I just had a liaison support call this Monday to discuss how to take those meeting minutes and what's important. So that's our primary focus, and we're really looking forward to a lot of activity in early in the new year. So one of the things we like to do to really get to know our member and kind of peel back the onion, so to speak, is to ask a lot of open-ended questions. We want to ask our members how they're feeling about what's going to happen in 2021, what are their concerns about the bill, what do they see as possible ways forward on solving climate issues. So here's some questions that you might ask. What are the ways CCL can improve how we work in this district or state to build political will for action on climate and the Energy Innovation Act? Who should we be listening to and talking to in the state or district? We love to know who they're paying attention to. And we might have a meeting with a staffer, we might have a meeting with the member of Congress, and either, you know, both of those people might be able to tell you great information. The district director especially knows a lot about the district and who the member pays attention to. We also see a window of opportunity into 2021 relatively early, which is when most legislation gets put forward. When we're trying to accomplish something, when Congress is trying to accomplish something, they try to do it, you know, early in that first year. And so we love asking them, what do you see as opportunities? What's your window into that? We tend to see things because we're interested in climate, possibly through with a point of view that might be narrower, and we need to expand that. And one way to expand it is to ask them, what's their view? They are not only dealing with all the constituents in their district who are concerned about climate, but they're dealing with the other folks who might not be as concerned about climate. And what are those priorities? What are those other things that the member of Congress is looking at as well? So trying to determine what they're going to be working on are important kinds of questions to ask. So that's kind of a snapshot. Well,
thank you all so much for being on the line. We hope you found tonight's training useful and what you were looking for. I'm going to unmute all lines so that we can have a chance to wave each other off into our long weekend. And stay safe out there, everyone. Thanks again for being here. And we can't thank you enough for making the whole Lobby Days possible.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.